Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, in New Jersey, I want to talk about what's happening in New Jersey. This was encouraging when I saw this, because having just recently left New Jersey, it's good to know that people are standing for the truth, and many people are there. And especially when it's a young person by the name of Samantha Jones. If it's been a long time since you've been in school, understand that students recite the Pledge of Allegiance. And in the Pledge of Allegiance, there's a phrase, one nation under God. And, you know, you hear of a lot of stories regarding separation of church and state, taking God out of the public square. We've been doing a series called Rediscovering God in America. We've been talking about this little book written by Newt Gingrich, where he talks about how God has always been in the public square. And by our founding fathers, by the presidents, and we talk about all the different monuments in that, one of which is the President of the United States, first President George Washington, who opens the Bible to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, a chapter that talks about the blessings for those who obey God and the curses for those who disobey God. Steve, he opens the Bible, taking an oath of office, kisses the Bible, raises his hand and says, so help me God. This is the first president of the United States. And to say that that separation of church and state, and to say that God doesn't belong in the public square, listen, it's wrong. It's wrong. This nation has been was founded by people that were pursuing God as a place where they can worship God freely. Did you know how many references even the state's constitution? I was just looking at this the other day. How many of the state's constitution talks about God in their constitution? I mean, there's a whole list of them. And so it's important for us to understand, one, to know our history, and two, not to allow people who are God haters and that want to remove God from every place in the public square. Listen, you have a right. And one of the rights that we have, you know, in the constitution, let's say, we understand our founding fathers understood that those rights come from God. They're unalienable, right? And so Samantha Jones has the opportunity to sue to make sure that she has this chance to be able to say one nation under God. I want you to watch this report from CBN as they begin to just share with us more about what's happening. Watch this.
A New Jersey high school student is defending her right to say the Pledge of Allegiance, including the words, one nation under God. The American Humanist Association, an atheist group, seeks to prevent public school students from reciting the pledge in its entirety. The group has actually filed a lawsuit against the pledge. Samantha Jones, a senior at Highland Regional High School, is fighting back with a lawsuit of her own. And joining us to talk about the case is Diana Verm with the Beckett Fund, which represents the student and her family. Diana, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, this is not the first time that the Pledge of Allegiance has come under fire. Tell us about this case.
So this case, it's about freedom for all Americans. The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty represents Samantha Jones and her family, and they're standing up for their right to say the words, under God and the Pledge of Allegiance. And those words are so important because they're a statement of the belief of our founding fathers that our rights don't come from the government, but they come from something higher than the government. And the government, therefore, can't take them away. And that belief protects everyone, including the atheists who are protesting the pledge in this case.
Well, as you mentioned, the pledge is not a statement of our, it is a statement of our nation's political philosophy, not necessarily a religious creed or prayer. So why all of the fuss over students reciting it?
No one has to say the Pledge of Allegiance. It's entirely voluntary. These atheists are offended by the word God, but they don't have to say it. That's been the law for decades. But instead of exercising that right, they're trying to silence everyone else from saying the pledge. And that's why Samantha and her family are taking a stand.
Okay. Now, Samantha is actually suing for the right to say the pledge. Tell us a little bit more about how she came about to take on this action.
So an anonymous atheist family sued the school district. And Samantha requested to join the lawsuit because she didn't want to be silenced from saying the words under God without having a say in it. Now that she's allowed into the case, she gets to make the argument that the Pledge of Allegiance stands for timeless American values.
And as you mentioned, courts have pointed out that no student is required to cite the pledge. How confident are you that the court will uphold the right of students who want to say it in its entirety?
Every other court to look at this issue has agreed to leave the words "under God" in the pledge, and that includes the United States Supreme Court. So federal courts, and this year the Massachusetts Supreme Court left the words "under God" in the pledge, and we're confident that the New Jersey courts will do the same thing.
All right. Diana Verm, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your insights on this case.
Thanks so much for having me, Charlene.
Isn't that encouraging when a young person can stand up like that senior in high school and say, listen, you know, I have a right. I'm not going to just, you know, lay down and say, okay, you know, whatever, you know, I'm going to graduate soon, so it's not my problem. And that's what happens to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They say, you know what, this doesn't affect me so much. You know, let me just go on my own life and let mm-hmm. me. But listen, you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility for someone to stand up and say, hey, no, it matters. Mm-hmm. The Pledge of Allegiance was first written by Francis Bellamy, and Congress, I believe, in 1942, basically brought and said, this is what we're, you know, what we're going to do. But it's, I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mm-hmm.
And think about that. What's wrong with being one nation mm-hmm. under God when you have so many people trying to come into this nation? And they, you know, what are they pledging to? You know, you want to come be a part of the United States. You want to pledge your allegiance to mm-hmm. this flag, to this country, because this is where you want to become a citizen of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that, that, you know, children, I think, that they get a chance to be able to say this every single day.
Yeah.
You know, and you go to different events and people stand up and recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, and you look across the whole world right now and you look at the nation that, that boldly proclaims that, and it's just like, are we so blind that now we want to do everything we can to just pull it apart? But at the same time, too, it's like you see such a young girl, a senior in high school, that's standing up. And it's just like, that should be convicting to us of just being like, as a nation,
yeah.
we should have that same voice of boldness and say, not on my watch.
That's right. Not on my watch. And I'm encouraged by other companies that are taking a bold stance, too. If you go to Whataburger, any Whataburger restaurant, you'll see outside their window, American flag, one nation under God. And a lot of people are saying, listen, enough is enough. This country was founded, you know, by those that are trying to pursue God and a place to worship freely. And we're not going to back down. We're going to stand for those things that we believe for. And standing for God really is a great thing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.